Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Peacock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Gailhouse. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting second. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Gailhouse covering, for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCuskey. The throw from Peacock and he is safe. McCuskey steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0-for-1 in the game. Peacock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbein hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Cullenbein reaches third base with a triple. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbein picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cullenbein. Trout fumbles the ball. That's an error on Trout. Cronin scores. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. Tabor moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Johnny Peacock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peacock is 0 for 2 in the game. Peacock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Tabor moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Gailhouse. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox pinch hits for Billy Rogel. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Rudy York pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first, with Gailhouse covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Croucher now playing shortstop. Bud Thomas now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 3 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.